So Quinn Donovan, hello, get up with love. Quinn, you would love to know, what do I tune in? What do I do to tune in? And how can I use my special gifts and talents? And I was directed to this as the first question as soon as I saw it, even though it's the last one that has appeared. This is the question on everybody's heart who's here. Everybody, be open and receptive to receive your own message. We're being shown right now that there is a very special opening, like a pillar of light coming from the between the eyebrows, right here on the forehead. This is for you, Quinn. And it is being offered to anyone else here. So I suggest to stay relaxed and open and focus on the forehead, eye area. See if you feel any pressure, you feel or sense this. And it's coming down like a pillar of light, but it's not solid, Quinn. There's like light reaching up and then, parts that aren't light. And so it's like not all the lights are on in this pillar of light coming directly to your third eye. So when you feel and sense things in your pituitary, this is the gland here in your brain that makes up part of the all-seeing eye, and it is directly here. This is the Ajna chakra, the sixth chakra, and excuse me, its symbol is an eye shape. It is the inner eye. This is an eye that is your most important talent, Quinn. It needs to be turned up. It needs to be like the power isn't quite on all the way. So we've had twice recently, I've never seen this before, where the power went on, but for a while, part of the power was coming, but it was very weak. So lights were flickering on and off. Low power items were coming on and beeping and then going off. And it was like these waves, you could feel or sense the current was coming, and there was some energy getting through, but not quite enough to fully power it. This is how it feels for you. There is some doubt, there is some religion, there is something to do with a person. It looks like a girl or woman. A female person in this life that, and I'm not sure exactly, but these are some of the things that are blocking this, you fully turning the power on here. It's also important that you do some work before you turn the power all the way up. So some of this is also coming as guardian guidance, protection. From Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. I wanted to check several times in different ways because this just came through. He came through yesterday for one of the clients, and so I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just picking that up again, but it is Gabriel with a lot of violet light, which is what happened yesterday. He is sort of out in front of you. If you looked up through your third eye, you would go out, and he is an enormous presence right now for you. There's a purple, very powerful purple light that he is holding over the top part of this pillar of light. So this pillar of light that's coming straight into your pituitary, straight into your third eye, is very strong. It's very powerful. You already have it built. So similar to what I was saying is it almost looks like a brand new, enormous buttress on a concrete bridge, crossing a bay or something. It looks like it's bolted, it's built, but this part down here is not strong enough. The doubt, the belief, these other things we saw, these are keeping you from turning the power on fully. And from the top half, Archangel Gabriel, he is the messenger, okay? So that is pretty cool, and you might want to look up a little bit more, tune in and communicate. He is holding a protective space for you. And it's also nurturing. The violet flame he is using is a transmutational ray. It is the seventh ray of creation. We also have the chart of the rays of creation for free in shop.nanakasha.com. There's a link below. Go get that. The seventh ray is the violet flame. The violet light of fire is the way I learned it. And it is a transmutational ray that is very powerful on this planet. It's been anchored for a long time. It's been held by a lot of masters. Kuan Yin might be coming to you. She holds compassion. She holds the pains of the world, and she holds them for you. So you may be having that come to help you transmute some grief, some lack, some pain that is keeping you from opening and trusting. There might be something that you saw, something about your senses that you feared, something to do with this woman, girl, woman, this feminine presence. I can't quite tell if they disapprove or there's something to do with them around the fear of fully opening this power that you have. There's also Saint Germain was an ascended master that is related to the violet flame. Often the dolphins are connected. These are all different potential guides for you right now. If you want to tune in to more help, I would also call on the violet flame. Ask it to come through you and cleanse. Look at the chart of rays. The transmutational ray does two things. It's high frequency, like a flame, burns everything away that does you don't need anymore. But it also then reconnects you to your purpose. It reconnects you to your destiny, to your path, to your talents, to your gifts. So it's doing both of those. So it is both cleansing and clearing in a very excellent way. Karma, deep stuff, perfect for this stuff that's coming up for everybody right now, this deep, goopy stuff. In the shop, we do have a violet flame cleanse. I think it's about $15 or something, so it's very affordable. And it's something you can listen to over and over. It's about 30 minutes with special music that if you feel called to that, anyone, I use the violet flame every day, multiple times a day on myself, on you, on the space, on the land, on everything. My food... So you are in the process of transmuting old stuff, and some of it does feel a little heavy. So if you feel scared or anxiety or some of these old heavy energies coming up, do what I talked about earlier. Accept them, be with them, use all the support you have, the violet flame, Gabriel, these other energies to help you. And then what you're going to be doing is you need to start to trust your heart. You need to go into your heart more. You need to unhook from other people, and you need to sit in there so you can begin to hear, to see, to receive. So we receive, one of the ways that you receive is through your third eye or your pituitary. Then that connects up to the pineal, which is the crown, and to the thalamus, hypothalamus, and the other parts of the inner eye, the glands. However, these are often not all activated. So sometimes you receive just here. This is where you are going. This is your next point of entry of receiving. But that information doesn't just stay in the brain or the mind. It goes down. Okay, and filters into the eyes, the ears, the throat is a communication center, receives and gives, not just for verbally, okay? And then it goes into the heart. So this is really you in the heart looking up to the skies. This is your telescope into the infinite field. All right, thank you. So one of the things I do in between readings is cleanse and clear myself. I unhook using the infinity light wave. I cleanse with the violet flame or the cosmic cleanse. I'm going to teach you a lot of ways to cleanse and clear your field, which is extremely important every day in life before you go from one place to the next, to changing from work to home, or going into a difficult, scary, or painful conversation, or going into the unknown, or whatever it is. If you cleanse and clear yourself multiple times a day, you're going to have a really much better time at understanding what's happening around you and not getting sucked into it. This is about you standing in here. You got to listen to your own inner authority from above and within. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Quinn. And